Shmuley Halpin.
Title was Eating Hot and Food and Drink, I think, on the plane. I'd like to talk not just about hot and cold. Generally, when one goes on a plane, there's a few points that you need to be aware of. 3 points I want to go through. I want to talk about drinking, eating, and then about leaving your food around when there's going around there and moving away from your food without looking at it. It's three pashit and sigyas, the three things we've got to get clear. Somebody wants to have a hot drink when on the way. Let's start with the hot drinks. I think it's probably the most negative shall. A person has a hot drink, come around on the plane. They very rarely do nowadays, but they come around on the plane and offer you a hot drink. So are you allowed to drink from, are you allowed to take the coffee or tea which they offer you? Or do you have to worry that there might be blias issa in the kalim or in the cups or plain hot water? Anything like these types of things you're not allowed to have on the plane. There's a look in Shechnurich. We're not going into the kashrus of the food. We have to wear coffees, kosher, not kosher. A separate thing. We take on if it's, I suppose, it's the same Nescafe that we use. I'm not going into that sigya. Assuming that it's plain hot water or coffee, can you take a coffee? So normally when they come around on the aisles, which is a very wichtig in the kiddah, normally they come around on the aisles, they don't come and make coffee specially for you. They come along with the trolley, and on the trolley there is already a made-up jug of hot coffee or hot tea. Yeah. Or sometimes if you're on of these places where you've got to buy your drinks, then they'll come along just with hot water. And they'll come in the coffee cup, in the cups they'll have already, you know, they pull off the seal, and inside is have already the coffee, ready coffee granules or the ready tea. But both of those issues, in both of the both cases, they come around ready with a jug of hot water or hot coffee and hot tea inside those. In the jugs, as they come around. So the halukha is stam kli eina ben yoymoy. A stam a keli, if I don't know if a keli has been used in the last 24 hours, if not been used in the last 24 hours, we're allowed to take on that's not been used in the last 24 hours. I'm assuming it's the same with the airplane, especially with longer flights. By the time they come and they go and they turn around, they're not going to be using the same ones that I had last time. It's going to take them time to turn around. So lechoyer, we can take on that kalal of stam kli eina ben yoymoy. And if stam kli eina ben yoymoy comes out, then when the goy fills up his hot water or his hot coffee, his hot tea inside his jug, even if his jug is treif, but the blias which are coming out to eina ben yoymoy the kablias into the water, because eina ben yoymoy the kablias are mitter to drink, because eina ben yoymoy the kablias don't ask for the water. Aye, so why can't we just go and ask, use the goy shekelim the whole time and say stam kli eina ben yoymoy? Because Chazal made a gezeira eina ben yoymoy ot ben yoymoy. We all know that if we have something at home which by mistake we made treif. Or if you have at home a fleischer top which you haven't used the last 24 hours, you can't go and cook up your spaghetti with cheese inside of it. Why not? Aye, the blias are coming out only any ben yoymoy. Chazal made a gezeira, one's not allowed to do it. Any ben yoymoy, a gezeira, because you might come to do a ben yoymoy. That's only to go and do it. Once it's done already, there's no issa to eat the food or to drink the food or liquid which has had those blias put into it.
So here you are, you're doing that.
Therefore, I'm not doing anything. The goy's come around with a ready jug. That jug has got inside already hot water, which has inside belias.
You're still asking for it.
So therefore, once it's done already, you're allowed to go lochatchila drink it. That means, though, to be very careful, just to get it very clear. If you go and order yourself a coffee, and they haven't made anything yet, and they're going to take, let's say they will take a goysha coffee cup, a tray from a coffee cup, which you know definitely has not been used in the last 24 hours. They have mugs over there, coffee mugs, which you know are tray. And you can't go and order a coffee because you know they're going to take this tray for Eina ben yoymoy take a cup and they're going to make for you a coffee. If you tell the goy, please make for me a coffee, it's as if you did it yourself. Therefore, as if you went and used lachatchila Eina ben yoymoy keili in order to have a hot drink. That is usa. But if the goy has prepared 25 cups of coffee, yeah, and then you come along and all of a sudden you would like to have one, that's not a problem because the goy didn't do it for you, he's already made them. Once they're made already, you're lachatchila allowed to go and eat and drink. So therefore, when they come around with their jugs, the problem would be only to go and get a request to put a private cup, to fill up a private cup. Once the jugs are on the trolley, there is no problem to use the coffee and the tea or the hot water which is inside those jugs. Another sniff is, it's not 100% clear that those jugs are treif. The have a minute is because they wash up the stuff. They don't normally wash it by hand, and it normally goes into a big commercial dishwasher with all velas and trefers and whatever else there is. Yeah, but there's bits, lots of food on it. Lots of. All the meals get thrown out, so therefore there's no real kalim at all. Nothing gets washed. Not first class. First class is real stuff. And business class might also be real. Yeah. Okay, but generally, there is definitely a starker sniff to say that the kalim or the chatchila are not even treif. So therefore, between those two things, if one would like, there are machmirim, there are people who want to be extra erlich and extra frim, especially if one needs to boost sometimes. There's a big difference between taking a coffee on a plane or taking a coffee from a coffee machine. If you go to a service station on the way and they have a coffee machine which you can choose all different coffees from, that's a completely different story. Because even though you're using a paper cup, first of the spouts, and second of all, since you can get milchiger coffees out of that same machine, so you don't know how it works inside, how the system works inside, and you don't know whether the hot bleas or the milk is next to where the hot water is and where the powder is. You have no idea what's going on inside. So if you've got to be choishish l'choira, that the blias of the chulav akim is going to go into the hot water. That's a separate zach for itself, and it's a whole nidden, you have to know what, when and how. But on a plane, it's a completely different story. It's much easier to drink a coffee and to come around with ready mugs than it would be to go into a restaurant and order. Let's go on to cold drinks. Cold drinks l'choira, what's the problem? No problem, have a cold drink, no problem. There can be an issue if you're in a... If they serve you, let's say if somebody wants a gin and tonic, or sometimes they'll have on the plane for Coca-Cola or whatever, they might put a piece of lemon inside, offer you a slice of lemon to put inside your drink. Are you allowed to drink? Are you allowed to put a piece of lemon inside your gin and tonic, inside your Coca-Cola? We know there's a din of charif, and we said already many times that charif brings out ein b'nei de gablis and makes it b'nei. So therefore, if they cut that lemon with a treif and knife, that lemon became treif. And therefore the blias which are going to come out from it will be usa. How the blias come out from a piece of lemon into cold water is the blias itself might not come out unless it's there for 24 hours. And if it would be into a sharp beverage, into something which is sharp, it might come out much quicker than that. It might come out in 18 minutes because the kvisha and the charif can come out in much quicker time. But there's a pusha to problem. Very often the lemon itself will get slightly squeezed. Where does the taste come from? Because the lemon itself, the juice comes out of the lemon itself. You're talking about mamushas which comes out. It could be the shishim against it. It could be the shishim against what came in. There's definitely an inyan to be careful not to use a lemon inside even a cold drink.
Is every piece cut?
Oh, so how do they cut it? So most places, they have a machine. The lemon goes in and it comes out. Otherwise, nobody's standing there perfectly slicing all the lemons. If it got sliced by a machine, again, it's not a problem. Because the machine, yichid lekach, has never been treifus inside of it. But if it was cut by hand, then you're going to have this problem. Well, how it was cut? It is a sufik. And therefore, if there be a sufik, there is a mukum to be makel. Well, the zikh is also to a mukum to be machmir, to manage to get to the other side of the... to the rival's hall without dafka having the piece of lemon inside. Right. So it's the same issue. There, it would be a bigger issue. Because mainly in a hotel, there's somebody sliced that piece of lemon right now for you. So you could theoretically just take it out and the bitl happened already and there's a sfeikas and zachen. If it's happened to me before and I tell them I'm sorry I'm allergic to lemon, because if you don't say allergic, they just take the lemon off. If you say allergic, then they have a problem. So they have to go and get you a whole new cup with a whole new ice and everything else in it. Yeah, I'm allergic to manashuma. So I'm different, allergic to my body, allergic to manashuma. That's allergic to it. It could be it's okay, but it's not a chesurim, it's not a falschkeit, a frimkeit, if somebody goes and tries to not have a lemon cut by a goyish place. So if it's not charif at all, if it's only plain melons or whatever it is, there is much more of a killer. Depends again, was the knife clean, was the knife not clean, how it was done, when it was done, was it done, they do it in bulk, did they not do it in bulk? Well, let's give them that. And they cut, they take the knife which they had a minute before for the knife, for the meat, and they wipe it down, they slice you a piece of lemon. Yeah, but it's probably more than that. That knife's probably been used for hot meat mamish. It's probably used the same knife they took and they sliced it. Maybe they have a special knife, but maybe not.
And it's 24 hours
before,
would that make a difference?
Not by charif, because the charif is a... fruit don't make a difference. It's fruit, even if it was done 5 minutes before, it's not a problem if it's clean. And if it's not clean, if the knife wasn't clean when he did it, then it doesn't make a difference how long before it was done, even if it was done 5 days ago with the treifas. Depends whether the knife clean or not clean. Oh, so it's all the same. If you cut something a few times, can you assume it was clean or was not clean? You don't know if yours is the first piece, not the first piece. Separate that. Pashtus, yes, because it's been done on a bulk fashion, and therefore probably the knife has been cleaned in the process of a nishal regalachas. Eating hot. Let's talk about, we're just out drinking, I won't say anach and nekida, which one has to be careful of. We're drinking cold. Is one allowed to drink cold drinks in a goysha cup? So for shteitz, as we said before in the coffee, we've got to be using our own disposable cup. Maybe we didn't mention it, to be clear. It's got to be a plastic or disposable. But normally on the plane, if you go, again, like you're in business class or wherever it is, and they come around, they serve you a coffee, and they give you a proper cup for it, they give you a proper mug. If it's a glass, without going into all the machlokes and the, if it's a glass, there's a mukkan to be meikul. If it's earthenware, if it's cheres, if it's a proper coffee mug, it's a machlokes through taz, shach, it's a whole noisa, and it definitely is a shtak, it's sad to be machme, not to drink a hot drink, retminish. Now, even when a cold drink inside a cheres de kekeili, the taz holds its usa, because anything which was used for blias is for hot issa, even now it's only used for cold. One is not allowed to use a goysha keili for cold. And the shach says, make it in yes, cheres might be different. It's a sticky subject. Therefore, you go sometimes to a lounge, you go sometimes whatever it is, and there's cold drinks around. It's definitely a big lachatchila to only use a disposable cup, or next best is a glass, and not to use a coffee mug, even if you're drinking cold. It's what about hot food? So hot food, the airlines that still give all the kosher food, and there's a few things you've got to be careful of. First of all, the heksher. You're on the go and you're hungry, and you've got to make sure the heksher is like what we're used to, and we thought this heksher was going to come and that heksher came, and just because it says some aleph base on it doesn't mean very much. But let's say we've got food with a good heksher on it, so we know it goes into the treifa oven, into the plane, it gets heated up in the treifa oven. How can you eat food, kosher food, heated up in a treifa oven? We know there's a din of base kasiyim, things which are tight or closed up with two kasiyim, two covers, and that stops the b'liyos issa from the oven getting into the food. There's a din as ein b'liya yoytzim kli l'kli b'loy roytiv. A b'liya issa, any b'liya, can't go out from one keli into a second keli if there's no liquid in between the two kelim. So therefore the two layers which are covering the food are one on top of the other, and they're no liquid in between the two layers, it creates a protective layer and nothing can go through from one to the other. Fine of all, so therefore I put my food into the oven. It's a goysha oven. There can even be treifas, mamish, open treifas cooking right next to it and being right next to it, and my food will stay kosher. By the way, the Rumu says it's only mitzah b'dievet. It's not mitzah to do lachatchila. And we've got to know why do we all rely when we go on trips, do we all rely on lachatchila that base kseim is mitzah? Maybe because hochad ruchim are considered a bidyevedik matziv. Maybe because we don't know 100% that there's treifas inside the oven. Maybe because the chashash, one of the pshutim of the chashash of why basic kseim is only mitzvah bidyeved is because we're scared. Maybe something will spill and there will be able to get some liquid between the two. So therefore, it's a gezeir, don't do lachatchila because maybe it'll mess up. Which normally in such a type of a wrapping situation which you have in planes, you won't have that problem because the two seals are sealed properly. And whatever it is, the fact is, Rav, I mean, Allah Hakshayim will give Hakshayim on airplane meals, rely on this halucha from the Ramu, and basically see him, don't let the bleas across, and therefore you can eat it. To do that, you've got to make sure it was wrapped twice. Very often, you'll get the meal, and some person who didn't know has made a hole, or they weren't careful with it. Very often, it's not the outside wrapping which has a hole. I was on a plane once, opened up the meal, it's beautifully wrapped outside, till he managed to get the wrapping off. It was like this big, tough foil bag, whatever it was. Finally managed to get it off, open up inside. The inside was a thin layer of silver paper which had gone round, which somebody had stuck one piece of sellotape down the middle. But you could still see straight through to the food on both sides of the sellotape. Waste of time. It's got to have two seals, which each one is sealed completely the food. Because the rotev, the zeya, which is coming out from the food, was going to the piping hot oven. It's coming out from the food, it's going around to the whole inside of the whole outer surface, and the surface only got one covering. You can start with Tsarifim, who said there was Zeh, who said there was Trefus, but we don't rely on that, because nobody will go and eat a food on a plane unless it has two coverings, so it's got to be covered twice. V'chaheinu v'chaheinu. Another thing we've got to be very careful of is the outside layer of the outside of these two coverings is treif. Push a treif. And it comes piping hot. And what do? They bring a piping hot and they stick it onto your meal. So you've got a problem. If they stick it onto your meal and your meal is still closed like it's meant to be, then it's nishkefelech. Because again, you've got two kasiyim. You've got your outer package of your food onto your plastic, so you've again took two kasiyim. But when you open up the wrapping and you've got nowhere to put anything and your hands are burning hot from this and you don't know where to put the bilkula and you don't want to put anything else, what happens? The bilkula goes quickly on top of the tray, on top of the hot food, make room for... Just made the bilkula treif. Halucha is that bliyas come out of a keli, even without roitiv, into food it will go. Only from a keli to a keli it doesn't go. From keli to food it does go. So he's made his kusha lemahadrin dikka, mazoinus the kazemela, which has been packed with double wrapped and I don't know how many different things that shouldn't get treif, has he gone and made it quickly treif before he went and ate it. It's the Yatzeledes, but normally. Yeah, normally when they deliver it to you, they give it to Yatzeledes, but especially when they serve the Yiddish people first, they want to get the kosher meals. They want to get the kosher meals straight.
The problem is as well, how do you open the plastic?
Oh, and again, how do you open the outer bag? So if you open up the outer bag with your hands, it's okay. Your hands don't become treif, and if you're not eating your hands. But if you take this cutlery which they gave you and you went and cut it, it's also a bit yevid, because you're taking a keli, and lechatchila two keli, you shouldn't do. Okay, that's nochavat. We can rely on the b'dieved. The kazach basically seems not a problem. But then you go and try to punch through, and you can't get through very well. So you give a punch through, and you punch straight the outer covering, which is still hot, and the food is zicha hot, straight into the hot, piping hot food. So you're alleging that the kusha food, which has been double wrapped for the last 6 months in the freezer, has just become treif before you try to start eating it. So just little things to be careful of. Advice was to achten geben. So you can hand up that the kusha food should stay kusha until we start eating it. Another nekida is chumas on Pesach. Child is sometimes on Pesach and they come around. Even though that any decent heksha will have a big sticker on top of the meal saying do not serve this between these and these dates. But that depends how old the meal is and how long before Pesach they put it into the freezer. Yeah, they might stop putting those stickers on for I don't know how long before Pesach. But if you took one out deep freeze and it doesn't come on with such a sticker and the staff don't know anything else, you've ordered kosher, it's come onto the plane and they deliver it to you. And you take it to your hands, you'll be koine chumas for Pesach. It's a very big issue. You can't even just give it back. It's your chumetz. It's a chiv bi'a chumetz. So first thing is, on chumetz and Pesach, most people, or a lot of people, would be very careful what they eat, manufactured stuff. And kol shkein on a plane, when you're in such a goyish environment, which you don't know what, when, and how. So the easiest way, and l'chori, the most mehididik way, is not to take any food from the plane on Pesach. But if somebody needs it, he's on a long trip, or whatever the circumstances are, and he does want to take the food, he has to push it, think of... Make sure before he takes the food, ask them, is it a kosher Pesach food? And if the people don't know what he's talking about, which most times they probably won't, he can take the food with a kavuna mefireshes, he's not being koin of the food, he's just taking a goyish food to look at it. He looks at it, and if he wants to keep it, he keeps it. If he doesn't want to keep it, he can give it back. But as long as he's not koin of the chumas of Pesach, he'll be okay. It's a kleinigkeit, which you can get into such sticky circumstances, and then not tzitza enigan. Of the third sugya is leaving food, kosher food, open around when there's goyim around. There's a halacha which everyone talks about, busha shalom salam and ayin. Busha salam and ayin. But really, busha salam and ayin is talking about something else. Busha salam is two simunim shechanur. One simun is a simun samar gimu, so in busha shalom salam and ayin. That means if you find a piece of meat in the middle of the street, and we're worried, or if you left a piece of meat in the middle of the street and you come back and you see another piece, you see a piece of meat there, do you have to worry about it's your piece of meat or not your piece of meat? Or we worry that a mouse or a bird went by, picked up your piece of meat and dropped another one in there. Therefore, I'm choishish pushit that some type of a creature has done the swap. That is bushes and ayin and ayin. Mechaba brings two dias, so you've got to be choishish or not. Well, if you found it in the exact same place or not, we take on like the remula killer, you find it in the same place, it's okay. That's what everyone refers to, bushes and ayin is not what people regularly refer to, not to this halucha. There's another halucha that certain things need chesumas. You need to have a seal on food to make sure that it's taka the kosher food which you sent. Some things need one seal, some things need two seals. Busa needs two chesumas. Therefore, on all these meals and everything we get when the butcher sends a mishloach, he gets it sent either with a yid, or if he sends it with a goy, then he puts two chesumas on it. And the same thing is over here, when we refer to busha salam ayin, we're referring to two chesumas. So we've got to leave, if we leave open flesh around, then we have to be worried that maybe a goy went and swapped it for his flesh. There are lots of different hetairim. It's a simak yifid ches. There are lots of different hetairim. One of them is it's only a problem if the goy gains from changing it. If it's a yotz of a nichnas of the yid is in the vicinity and says worried about come and go, he's worried he won't do it. If there's if it's in the Shechunas Yisrael, if it's in the Yiddish neighborhood, even though it's not mefirish to give it to a nichnas, it's also a type of hetayim. There's a lot of inyunim, a lot of details, a lot of whatever. So therefore, if somebody would get up, leave his field there, and leave his meal on his plate, and he wants to go out to the bathroom, and this guy next to him is eating another meal which looks the same pieces of goulash, and one is nevelas atreifas and one is kusha, is he allowed to go to the bathroom or not? Meikra din is allowed to go. Tzicha yoytzav nichnas. The guy will be scared. He's going to turn around and he'll see him, and it's Zichdo Amirsis, there isn't a nana b'chalipin because it's be'emeth is not gaining anything, it's got its own meal there anyway. To say he wants to taste Yiddish fleish, it's very nice, but l'choyer, it's not called nana b'chalipin. Therefore, Ikadin, it's mitzvah. Mezuktep's a famous story that somebody went and was swapped, and Bush Salam and Ayin, it wasn't Bush Salam and Ayin, it was a Sigya of Choysim, but Choysim. And l'choyer, Ikadin, the fellow was wrong. My goals on the Elechus, that I've shatum gehitin, and he Captain Taka. So Zechar Eini not to leave your food around, especially if you've got a neighbor next to you who might not be too mercis. The goyim aren't always so mercis. Well, I should help him as a kind of Ibig essen and trinken, zazan, git and fine, and ehrlich and kushev and mefut and mefzen daheim.